This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN Local News for Tuesday, October 28. A teenager committed suicide Monday night after he was confronted by law enforcement at the Lake Waccamaw Boys and Girls Home. The 17-year-old was wanted for double homicide in Hoke County, according to Sheriff Bill Rogers. The State Bureau of Investigation is handling the case at the request of Lake Waccamaw Police. We have more on this story on our website. Two men died in a vehicle crash in Bladen County on Saturday. Jonathan Lee Williams of Graham Road in Clarkton was pronounced dead on the scene. His passenger, Ricky Cortez, died later at a hospital. A backseat passenger was airlifted to New Hanover. The SUV was traveling north on Rosendale Road when it went off the left-hand side of the road and crashed in a ditch. A large crowd is expected tonight at the Whiteville City Council meeting as multiple business owners and residents affected by flooding are expected to attend. Some are blaming City Council and staff for flooding in the downtown area. The meeting starts at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall and can be viewed online or attended in person. Animal Protective Services will hold Nightmare on Paw Street, a special Halloween adoption event, on Thursday at the shelter on Legion Drive. There'll be music, games, food, and, of course, adoptable pets. Vendors are still needed for the event. Nightmare on Paw Street is from 7 to 9 p.m. at the shelter on Legion Drive. Give Animal Protective Services a call if you'd like to help out. This weekend is the Pecan Music Festival in Whiteville. Events kick off Thursday with the 80s party in the alley on Madison Street from 7 to 9. Drop-off for the Pecan Cooking Contest is from 6 to 7 at Candlewood Farms Coffee and Bakery. Friday night from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. is the Halloween Bash at City Hall with food and coffee trucks, games, trunk-or-treating, and more family fun. That's sponsored by Whiteville Police and Whiteville Fire. The fun run starts at 7 a.m. Saturday. Registration for the 5th Annual Car Show is from 8 until noon, with judging at 1 p.m. and trophies at 4 p.m. And on the main stage all day long, you'll have Jeffrey Simmons and Company, the Crenshaw Trucking Band, and Painted Man, bringing your favorite music to the city. Sheepdog Foundation is going to open the Reggae Cafe Friday for a lunch fundraiser at their new facility on Lee Street in downtown Whiteville. The menu will be Jamaican jerk chicken, rice, and plantains. Sheepdog Foundation's headquarters is located at 426 Lee Street. Queen Esther Chapter 533 is going to host a fish fry Friday from 11 to 2. Plates are $10. They can be picked up at 515 South Lee Street. Contact Alicia Hester at 910-918-8057 for orders. Saturday is the Fair Bluff Farmers Market. There'll be local vendors, a fishing contest, food trucks, and more at the event. The market is open starting at 8 a.m. West Columbus High School and the Fair Bluff Chamber of Commerce will be on site selling spot plates for $10 each. All proceeds go to the West Columbus High School FFA and the Chamber of Commerce. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-368-1350. 800-368-1350.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-368-1350. 800-368-1350. 800-368-1350.
Auto Accident Help Desk.